Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out There radio show. My name is Joe Golner. I'm your host. We have Scarlett, who's our co-host. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing great. I am relaxing. Well, how are you?
I'm doing great. We got some sad news, which we'll talk about later, and we got some recap to do, but first we're going to announced on the radio what we did on the podcast earlier today. This radio show, The Truth is Out There radio show, is moving to 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. It's just Wednesdays. Sunday show is always at 7. It's going to stay there. The reason why we're moving an hour later at 8 o'clock is because we're going into networking, and we're being syndicated, and we're part of the prime time era, so to speak, prime time radio, and we're getting picked up. One of the great things is that now that we're at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, starting next Wednesday, we are going to be heard on not just Block Talk, but iHeart Radio, and ABC and NBC all the other shows when they have dead time, what they call overnight, it'll be rebroadcast the stuff that we used to do when we had the 2-hour show back when it first started. So we hooked into that. We're getting in there, and then eventually we're going to be tied into not so much on the TV end, but we can be, as I've been talking to my contacts at Newsmax and Greta, and I knew weeks ago that Greta was going to be back on Newsmax starting at 6 o'clock at her time, and D's coming out, I guess, D.C., but we may be getting some stuff that she's going to be taking off our radio show or podcast that could be played on her TV show. So we're working on that because we were together many times, especially when we had the Tea Party movement, and they used my Don't Tread on Me flag as well as me waving it, and we were on like 6 months. Every time they had Dick Armey on or Jenny Brett Martin or Amy Kramer, so is yours truly. So we're all in that, and so we got a rapport with Greta Van Susteren, and we're going to be continuing with that on occasion. So you might turn on Greta at 6 o'clock starting the 14th, and you might just happen to have one of our podcasts or one of our radio commentaries added to it with either our pictures or our live feed of some sort. But we're working on the details, but that's the other thing. Now, going into tomorrow, we're going to do the tragedy of Texas a little while, but I want to do something first. I want to talk about the election, because before this animal decided to kill his grandma and then running into a school, into a classroom, and barricading, kill those kids, 19 kids and 3 adults, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But first, we had Election Day yesterday, and Trump did pretty good. We got Herschel Walker. He did great. There were a couple of candidates out there that are in runoffs, but expected to win. There was a runoff between Mo Brooks and this girl Britt that was endorsed by Trump. And Britt's up by about 20 points, but it's under the 50 mark, so they had a runoff. The other breaking news, even though Oz declared a winner, and they, under Pennsylvania law, they have to do the recount anyway, even both sides agreed that Oz won, they're going to do the recount anyhow. It doesn't matter, it's still official for Oz. But they have to do protocol, since we're on election integrity, we have to actually watch it and do it right. So that's what that is. There's no steal of any kind, because we already arrested the people involved in any steal in Pennsylvania. And if we catch them, they'll be gone anyway. In fact, announced a little while ago, the head of the Democrat Party, campaign-wise, was arrested for fraud. He could thank 2,000 mules, among other things. That's the latest to go down, along with the stuff in Arizona. Democrats around the country are being arrested as we speak for election campaign fraud and voter integrity violation, voter fraud. Now, with that in mind, back to Georgia. The two people that cowed to Stacey Abrams won in the Republican primaries. So, but the laws have changed, and we also have the teams there. They didn't steal anything. They just lost. They just won legitimately. So, but this time around, they ain't gonna go, because they've both been notified by our teams that if there's any hanky panky come November, you will be arrested. Your campaign will be over, and that's the way it is. And Stacey Abrams already pretty much lost, because she just told every Georgian that they suck. She hates them. She said, "I hate Georgia." She hates the state of Georgia, and yet she's running for governor. She's a moron, plain and simple. And by the way, just for people, it's not because of the color skin. Don't forget, we do support Herschel Walker. We are Blacks for Trump. We do handle that. We are the ones that introduced Marie Simonette, Michael Wands, as Michael the Black Man, as he used to be called before he was before he did the Blacks for Trump stuff and the Women's for Trump and everything else in between. We're the ones that did that. Me and Bennett and Jack Gillis and others, and so we were out there. And yes, so all those people. So we were there, And we're the ones that did that. In fact, we're very big in the communities. And right now, we're part of the movie Systematic Deception, which has been playing around with our Newsmax. And it was filmed strictly in the black community by blacks, and talking about how the Democrats are using them as pawns or slaves for a vote. And when it's time to put up, the Democrats never do, because they don't give a shit, and they never did. So with that in mind, we also got Huckabee Sanders, and she won.
She won the primary in Arkansas, and she's
by 70 percentage points. She's going to be the next
governor. Sanderson is coming. She's going to clean up that
Huckabee
state.
Sanders, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She was great as the press secretary.
She was.
McNerney,
she did very well.
It was very good to watch her get handle the thing. Same thing with Neri. It really was fun. And while our old Fort Lauderdale Tea Party comrade, Sean Spicer, was the press secretary for a while, and he actually did something unique. He brought in RSPN. He brought in the computer. He had a computer hookup on the screen, so people like the Truth Is Out there were able to go and ask questions to Trump or anyone else that's in the press room. And we would actually have fun doing that. And
still allow RSPN to go in?
Yeah, RSPN is in because she's a part of press, but as far as the computerized press, the Truth or anyone else based on that, it's very difficult. But
how is that press secretary doing? We don't hear anything about her.
Oh, she's a disgrace. She's a total disgrace.
She's worse than Ben Psaki.
Ben Psaki's better. At least we know what she is and how she is. But this one here is totally whacked out. And she's done, it's not good.
She nasty to people?
She's just a flake. She doesn't know anything. Psaki, Jen Psaki knew, and he knew how to spin. She was really good at deflecting.
She knew how to spin it.
Right, and she's good at deflecting, and she answers the questions but not answer the questions. She knew how to do it.
So this new one, whatever her name
doesn't know a damn thing. She fumbles around with notes and everything else, and it really hasn't been. It's maybe she'll prove all the time, but right now she stinks. But
if she doesn't know what she's doing now, what makes you think she's going to know what to do in the future?
Practice makes perfect. See what happens.
You mean you get stupider as you go along?
Or
you're able to lie, cheat, and fraud better.
Right. Politicians are politicians.
She's not a politician.
No. But
she's not a press secretary.
No, she's just put in there because she's black, because she's gay, and because
and she's a woman.
And she's a woman.
Maybe she's transgender. Right. Maybe she's really a man.
We'll get into that in a minute. But somebody asked her to find it. One of the reports asked her to find a woman. She wouldn't. That tells how stupid she is. If you can't define body
part, they don't want to because that's not their message.
Right.
Okay.
Which leads us to something else. But
she'd
before
be fired
we get,
if
which
she
leads
went off message.
Right, which leads us to back to Texas, where one of the major reasons why George V. Bush lost yesterday is that the Latinos hate the Bushes. They hated the Bushes because of border stuff and everything else and the drugs and everything. Same thing as they hate the Clintons for the exact same reason. Haitians hate the Clintons because the millions of dollars
and
that they stole.
And the Bushes
for the millions of dollars.
Right,
oh,
they were
the same
players.
Yeah, the same reason. But they, Paxton won. He's a great attorney general in Texas. Really, really good. He fights for the Constitution. Boston Fireline County Constitutionist. He carries the Constitution just like you and me do in our pockets. We have it everywhere. We're the ones that gave Plantation High School a whole case of constitutions, pocket constitutions to give
exactly.
to the kids.
And they gave them out. And the kids learned. Those youngsters learned, and they learned about the Constitution, how the country works. And they're better off for it.
So we went in there and stuff like that. Today, Abbott, Governor Abbott, went and did the press conference on what happened in Texas. Now we're going into the Texas. We're in Texas.
I'm surprised he didn't go there.
Yeah, I think he did. I don't know. I haven't really kept up with that all the time. I'm getting stuff through a lot of connections for a lot of different things.
I thought he
was
trying to get a policy about this stuff, what should be in play.
They apparently, some of these schools refuse, and school boards refuse to follow what we do in Florida. And because of that, it allows these kids to be
then
a danger.
They should be sued. It's their fault.
You know, I'm going to tell you, I don't know.
There's accountability.
Yes, there should be accountability. But this is something that they're going to have to figure out over time to see where the errors are. That's the investigation part of it. But let's go into the character of, now we're going to, we're not going to politicalize this. The Democrats already have, actually, they're not even Democrats, they're the communists. They're socialist communists.
You know, my point here is, they either don't care or they don't think it's going to happen.
They don't give a rat's ass about anyone in this country.
They should be held accountable.
And they should, at the polls. Or if they commit a crime, go to jail.
They should be perp walked off the job.
Right.
They didn't do the job.
Parents
should be up and on. Their babies are dead because of lack of instilling policy and safety.
Okay, Lex, first, let's do this.
What?
Lex, we're going to give a moment of silence. We're going to give a moment of silence. All you're going to hear is silence in memory of the 19 children and the 3 adults that were murdered by this animal that should not have been on the street because of his mental health. So for the next 30 seconds, for the next minute, all you're going to hear is air. And as we pray for those families, and have a silent prayer for those families. Okay, we did 30 seconds because on radio it's hard to do all that. But the bottom line is this. You take your kids to school.
It's much, much more than this. It's the traumatizing.
Don't forget, there are people in Stoneman Douglas that are still traumatized because of all this that
happened.
They
have nightmares. They have PTSD.
Bang from a firecracker or a backfire or something, they jump.
They jump. That's
and
right.
That's,
we saw on the Equalizer with the daughter. How it portrayed, she saw a gunfight, her friend died in front of her, and she still portrays in the fact that it's still in her mind how they wrote it, and she has PTSD.
And that's what it is. So it's everlasting damage done to that.
That's right.
Now, this is what this is, but a little bit about, we're going to take a little view of this guy. He's 18 years old. He is someone that has been indoctrinated and recruited by the LGBTQ group. He's posted on his Facebook page a lot of things about himself, about sexual, different things about sex and stuff, that he doesn't know what he is or who he is. He's being bullied, intimidated, and harassed by enablers.
So he's an enigma?
Yeah, he didn't know what sexual stuff. He dressed himself as a boy, then dressed up as a girl. Rick Garman pictures with looking like a girl, and everything else. He has mental health issues. He's very confused and stuff like that. This is not that, and I'm just telling you from, this is coming from all the professionals. So anyone that's telling me, saying that I am not a doctor, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not anything but a media person. This
you can see his writings.
Right. These
okay, you have to be a total moron not to figure them out.
These reports are literally coming from psychiatrists, psychologists, and other things that's coming at professionals in the industry that did a profile based on what happened and what his writings are.
Was he seeing a professional or just it never helped the person?
He was in a thing called, similar to something called, he was in the Promise Program, but it's another name in Texas, but it's the same idea. What they were doing is taking troubled kids that have problems mentally and every other way, and they were trying, instead of getting professional help, they were doing in-house with guidance counselors and everything else. Whatever he was doing, they made it so it's misdemeanor, not a felony. They didn't have professionals, real professionals outside the system to come and take care of this situation. Then their special needs program, ESC programs, was non-existent in that era.
Who instilled not to follow those policies and
This is done by the school board and the school chancellor.
Then the school board needs to be held accountable.
Yeah, this is the same thing going on in Virginia, in Loudoun County in Virginia right now. They're trying to fight and prevent this legal action against this guy who's dressed up as a woman who gone into a woman's bathroom and raped and basically destroyed a 14-year-old girl. He was arrested. They hit
It's not going to win. It's not a winning,
they
not
hit
a winning
this,
argument.
They hit the situation during the election year to try and save Terry McAuliffe's job. It failed. The people and all the other Democrats, because the Democrats support this rapist.
So what is Youngkin doing?
Youngkin is firing the school board and that's involved, and he's in the process of legal battle right now to make sure that people that this thing stops and to eliminate this stuff.
We don't want another Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. We don't want another Texas Instrument or a Colin Bynum.
Right.
Okay?
But the point I was saying in this, without getting political in nature,
it's not political.
This 18-year-old animal, and he is an animal, had mental health issues. Everybody knew it. They did nothing. He literally posted hours beforehand on Facebook and social media that he's going to go and shoot up the school. And
so why didn't Mark Zuckerberg do anything?
Because
Mark Zuckerberg is a
treasonous coward. Mark Zuckerberg is a treasonous coward that needs to be hung for treason for what he's doing to this country. He is personally responsible for this mental case in the White House, for being this senile piece of crap in the White House that is destroying this country. He's being used as a puppet anyway, so he's not really doing it. It's Obama and
George
Soros.
So let me ask you, is Abbott firing the school board in Texas?
I don't know where it's leading to. This is just preliminary. Don't forget, it's only 24 hours old, a little more than 24 hours old. So this is just in the front.
But when you snooze, you lose. So it needs to be on top of it.
They need to end this garbage quickly. You know, and it's very important that we do that. We had a guest on Sunday that handles kids, that's troubled kids. And Robert Wagner, Lovretis, he's in Pittsburgh area, in Pennsylvania. He handled kids like this guy and stuff. And he mentored them and corrected and helped them out and deprogrammed them from the indoctrination recruitment by these left-wing organizations, socialist communist organizations like the LGBTQ, people that destroy kids and people. You know, plain and simple, if you're everybody knows it that worked in the industry, in the medical industry, and every scientist knows it. If the human body sends out signals to the opposite sex, I don't care what your brain says, you are straight. You are guaranteed 100% straight because your body is earning for the opposite sex, even though your mind may be gearing for the same sex. That's brainwashing, indoctrination, your mind. Your body is the fact.
You're not completed.
So that's the
thing. I don't care what you say. You're not completed.
That is a scientific fact that cannot
be
disputed.
You're not completed.
Now, talking about Little Wretches and stuff, they did a song about that. It's called Poison. And we're going to play that song right now. We didn't have enough time yet on Sunday to play it, so we're playing it now. This is Robert Wagner, Little Wretches, and the song is Poison. It's about the indoctrination recruiting of people and the kids and stuff, and how you need to change that around and re-educate the kids to be who they really are, not what these left-wing dingbats want you to be.
Please. said, are you gonna be there to be my friend? Said you can't stop me now. No, 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 baby, I'm caught in a sailspin. But I know how it's gonna end. Are you gonna be there to pick up the pieces? Are you gonna be there to pick up the pieces? Are you gonna be there to pick up the pieces? Are you gonna be there to be my friend?
That was called Poison, and it's about the situations about French, about individuals and the troubles and stuff. And look, everyone has an ability in them, some people more than others, but you got to follow your passion and dreams and do not let other things or failures to get in the way. If you actually go down, you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you go forward. You don't let others to dictate. You want to, if you say you're in a cycle, a merry-go-round that never ends, you keep repeating stuff, maybe you should stop, get off that merry-go-round, and change course, do a 180, drop all those people, concentrate on moving others, and fulfill your dreams. Everybody has it in them. It's just how much of a drive you have. Is there fire in the belly? And Poison talks about that. And that's what's great about this song. Now, on the podcast, we did a thing called A Recipe for Gun Violence. It is the Democratic platform. Everything in here that we say that's on this list is what the Democrats / communists support. And we went through it, and on the podcast, we're going to let it through on the radio show right now. First thing is make it illegal for law-abiding citizens to carry firearms in the areas that are prone to be to shootings. Well, this is very important because the Democrats want guns taken away from everybody. So if you want to go shoot somebody, choose an area. Yeah, but examples of schools and law shopping centers, stuff.
If your
schools are secured by security with protected by guns, like teachers carrying weapons and police and stuff like that, these things will never happen. Same thing with theaters and everyone else. Assume criminals will abide by gun control laws and gun-free zones. It doesn't happen because, by definition, criminals don't follow the law. Allow criminals and terrorists to cross into our country legally and reward them with a free cell phone. Now, of course, the Democrats want open borders, criminals and thugs and all the garbage coming in. That's what they support. Eliminate sites. Now, this is a very big one because it affects what happens around the country, these mass shootings and stuff. Eliminate psychiatric hospitals and deprioritize mental health programs. We have a very serious mental health problem in this country. We're not saying everyone that's mentally ill will carry a gun and shoot up a school or any place else, but we do say that everyone that did mass shootings has a mental health problem.
I'll go in two ways. There's a strong personality mentally ill, and then there's a weak personality mentally ill. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it's tricky as well. We have a classic case where two people together have mental health issues, living together, And one is dominant and one is submissive, and the dominant one takes control over the submissive one. So, yes, two people with mental health can make one, because there's
but
only one.
But it does exist. I mean, there are all different types of mental health.
Right.
Individuals.
But if you have
strong,
a very dominant,
extroverted personalities, and then there are ones that are very introverted.
Right, and the one that controls the introverted is the one that's extroverted, because
exactly.
He or she is dominating it.
And there are a lot of introverted mental health individuals that get eaten up and spit out by individuals who are mentally unstable and strong and just evil, and there are others that are just evil people.
You know,
and they find these mentally ill introverted individuals who are like lambs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they control them.
And they just they don't know how to express
if you get a very dominant,
tell them to go scratch.
You get a very dominant, high-risk, mentally ill individual that is very astute in a lot of other ways and knows how to manipulate
things.
Just
know how to control their minds.
And control others in the process. That's a very dangerous individual. Because
right.
The reason why it's
there are people like that.
People. Yes, they are. We've
you
seen
know?
Them.
We have several Broward County bullying. And, okay, this is another thing. There are men, I'll go like men like Nicholas Cruz, okay? Mm-hmm. He was introverted. He had a personality that he didn't want to be bothered. He wanted to be left alone. He just wanted to live his life. Okay?
And then there were
people who are not mentally ill that dogged on him.
And one day,
Nicholas Cruz just blew up. He just popped the whistle. And he went
But then
neurotic.
Again, you also have a mental... You also have a guy that is so... have very low self-esteem, whatever reason it may be, that... An organization sees him and targets him to make him something that he's not, and
right.
Then that's appealing.
So there are all different instances in different ways, and society's got a lot of issues.
Right.
And
But anyway, we can see the
art of respect.
We lost the moral compass. It's
all about them.
Anyway,
the Democrats
are spewing anti-police rhetoric and defund them while you're at it.
Look at David Hogg. Look what he did to Nicholas Cruz.
Yeah.
He tortured his mind.
And then
he gets a scholarship into Harvard that he doesn't deserve.
But anyway, we continue as the program Recipe for Gun Violence, the Democrat platform that they support and run on. They spew anti-police rhetoric and defund them while you're at it. That's why all the blue cities, Democrat-run cities and states, have the highest crime rates in the country, and people are dying. Look at Chicago, New York, Newark, and so forth, California, Los
Angeles.
Terrible.
It's terrible.
Broward County has a big problem now because the judges of Broward County are so weak, they let murderers and mentally ill people walk the streets to go and attack people. And then they want to know why they're being sued, why half of the judges are being arrested or fired in the last few days, and so forth. So
it's a serious situation that needs to be overseen.
That also adds
it really
to the next
does,
line.
And
that
the governor needs
line.
To make some swift
they are.
Actually,
DeSantis just fired a bunch of judges yesterday, and it's going to clean out the courthouse in the next few days. People that shouldn't be on the streets are going to be put away real soon.
Well, we hope whoever he brings in to do a better job, they do their job.
Yeah. And the other thing
is... FOSs.
Okay, we know that. Now, he's doing that. He's got judges that we call them hang'em judges, like the old days. But they're constitutional judges.
I can dig that.
But anyway, and they're eliminating – what they want to do is to continue to enact catch-and-release policies in the name of social justice. In other words, release the criminals and arrest the law-abiding citizens.
Do you hear that dinging in the background?
I don't know. The other thing we got is create a culture where mothers and fathers are no longer needed to, in a child's life. That's the left, that's CRT, and the LGBTQ Communist Party doing
parents.
That.
They tell you go to school, the kids are going home.
The kids are going to school. The teachers are there are telling the children not to tell the not to tell your parents what's going on in the schools. Thank God for COVID and the virtual.
You know what? They're a failure at government. What makes you think they'd be good at anything with anything? I mean, they failed health. They fail in education. They fail in government.
Democrats fail all the time anyway. They're the worst party out there. Created a culture where mothers and fathers are no longer needed. They're also part of the...
Not happening here in Florida.
No, we have a program called the Parental Rights Law, and now all 50 states are looking into that. The Democrats allow wake ideology and hate-based programs to indoctrinate our kids in public schools. CRT, critical race theory. Watch systematic deception. Watch whose children are they with Rebecca Friedrichs. Watch those two on that.
It's very enlightening and eye-opening, and it's the truth. And you're going to need to accept the truth instead of the fantasy style fabrications that the left are dishing out.
Eradicate the Judeo-Christian values our country was founded on. They want to take church out. This country was very based on the Bible.
The Great Society, what he did to that.
This country was based on the Bible. The Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the First Papers, Bill of Rights, all based on the Bible. Prioritize issues like CRT, transgenderism, and abortion over character development, problem-solving skills, and relationship building. We started this, we went over this a little bit. CRT is to teach the kids how to hate themselves and how they hate this country. Transgenderism is the reason why this kid in Texas yesterday shot up, that 18-year-old shot up 19 people, 19 kids and 3 adults was because of that transgenderism.
And now he has no life because he's dead.
He's dead.
So he took life, he has no life, and it's just...
And he also killed his grandma, by the way. And abortion over character
development.
Where was
his parents?
We don't know. We don't know exactly on that thing. That's still developing.
But bottom line is,
this kid been manipulated, abused, and raped by this left-wing LGBTQ community as well as the socialist, communist, Democrats, and the teachers that's trying to make him something he's not, and the peer pressure put on by these left-wing dingbats, where they destroyed his brain, and he became it took a brain to somebody who has mental issues. And this is what happened. And I see things going on right now. There is people out there that think they are one way. In reality, they are null if they actually get the help in there and to do that and save their lives. They will go off that merry-go-round of failure and maybe become and fulfill their passion and dreams. And that's part of character development, problem solving, and relationship building. Once you're not drinking, once you're not doing drugs, once you're away from the LGBTQ and mental health people and start focusing on getting yourself healthy and fulfilling your passions and dreams, if you did it once for a couple of years, you could do it again and move on with your life and be successful, and then you'll be off that merry-go-round. And you don't have to worry about flipping burgers, but maybe helping others because that's what the passion is, and becoming a doctor, an x-ray tech, or something in that nature, or something else. Because the skill sets, your ability, your intelligence, dynamics, and everything in you is there. You just got to find it, get rid of
you don't need the crutch to live. You can live on a healthy life.
I mean, people that will uplift you and away from all the garbage and now inspire you to fulfill those passions and dreams. Change your cycle. You want to get off the merry-go-round? Drop all the losers that you have right now and start focusing elsewhere. And start focusing on yourself and get yourself healthy. You don't have to take my word for it. Go look for professionals. They'll tell you.
You don't need them.
Social media followers over human interaction, concentrating.
You know, you keep breaking up. It's a weird echo, fuzzy breakup.
I don't know. Well, I've been moving around. Anyway, promote social media over human interaction. In other words, go out and be with people, real people, not the computers and stuff. Concentrate on meeting people that are positive, that are uplifting, empowering, inspiring, and successful, and you'll win. If you don't, you're going to lose. Focus censorship efforts.
It's going to take a lot longer.
Instead of mass shooters. Now, what this does now is that people that want to give the information out and guide you into a different playing field to change life and things to get you into a more better life, people are trying to stop you. They want to cancel you. They want to do things like that. Getting information out like systematic deception or 2,000 mules with people are literally being arrested now because of the exposure of the fraud that was there. Whether it be in Yuma, Arizona, or in California, or in Michigan, where people are literally being arrested now for further fraud because of 2,000 mules and many others coming around. When you got, of course, Mike Lindell and all that stuff. And you're trying to censor the truth. Eventually, it will come out. You need to take a step back and allow people to say what they say and move forward in their life and determine and let the people decide. And that's what's important. Now, we do have another song by Little Wretches. We call All My Friends. And we're going to dedicate it to all my friends. And we're trying to dedicate to the people that want to move on with their lives and to really become healthy and find real friends, not mentally ill lunatics and things of that nature.
Secrets hidden up in their attics, closets full of skeletons and old bones. They only bring out to play with when nobody's home. All of my friends are on some kind of list of undesirables and addicts. It's not even safe to admit that you're one of our friends. All of my friends know cause and effect. Notably known for abuse and neglect. We're natural targets, we're perfect to blame. None of my friends ever runs out of shame. All of my friends are taking some kind of rap, but your biggest weapon is your handicap. Nothing much good ever happens to none of our friends. Walking in circles, living alone. I'm stuck in a ditch, but I'm a believer. I don't know much of death right from wrong. Oh, what comedy. Oh, what torture. Oh, what stories we will tell someday from like sheep to the slaughterhouse blade. We're the prize-winning herd at the Macy's parade. None of my friends ever made the first team. If you're going to hell, gotta go to kneels down for a prayer for the lesbian couples and their turkey basters and the amateur, the connoisseur, and the cyanide tasters. All of my friends, the wind scattered and blown, never get too close to the foot of the throne. But they're the best people I've ever known. The hobbling between the top and the ego, walking in circles, limping along, stuck in a ditch, but I'm a believer. I don't know much except right from wrong. Oh, what comedy.
His songs are pretty good, you know?
I would agree. Great lyrics. Great music.
That's about fresh of his stuff. Look, we only have a little bit left in time, but I want to say this, point blank. Again, we have a problem with mental health in this country. Really do. Not every mental health person is out there to kill somebody, but every one of these mass shootings came from mental health individuals, and every one of them showed signs.
Tender, loving care and respect.
They
have this great direction. They can live a fulfilling, awesome life. But society in certain areas and environments just don't allow it.
That's number one. But number two is this. They all show signs. If you see something, say something. Or everything could have been prevented.
Really?
Besides that, every one of these things could be prevented. If you see something, say something. If you're seeing stuff online, posting pictures of weapons or animated objects and dolls with knives and things of that nature, call the cops. Call the courts. Call whatever they need. Because that sign, that's a telltale sign.
Put it on video,
sign.
Post it around social media.
That's a telltale sign. That's a
do what you got to do. Wake
it's
up society, let them know it's happening.
It's telling signs that it helps. These are signs, these are cold dang numbers or whatever, that these people are dangerous. If you report them, get them the help they need before they...
You're not born that way. You're not born with hate. You're not born dangerous. You're not born gay. You're not born a lesbian. You're not born an alcoholic or a drug addict. You're just born. And you learn because people instill bullshit in you.
And that's what that is.
And just can't seem to get out of that loop. They get hurt.
As far as mental health is concerned, we need to focus on that and not the gun. The gun had nothing. The gun had nothing to do with anything.
It's just an object. People hurt people.
You got to focus on what's firing those guns. You got to focus on what's taking the knives, what's using cars, because they all these incidents around the country. It wasn't that people mass shootings or assault and things like that for people with mental health. You got to focus on why, where they have mental health is and what's causing you just the demons and stuff like that. And that's what you got to focus on.
The Barack Obama and Arne Duncan and Eric Holder and all the others.
And everyone else in between.
And they tied hands. They created a
situation where people couldn't do it.
Right. They created a hurricane
in
mental health.
Right. Anyway, this is what we need to do. The truth is out there. Voice of the people. The truth is out there. Radio show. Sends their condolences to all the loved ones, all those who lost loved ones yesterday by this animal, and that's what he is. But this animal was born a human being, and this animal
was
molded
into this.
Now, this
whole situation.
Let me finish. This human being was created, was formed, indoctrinated, recruited into being an animal by these people that doesn't give a rat's ass about a human being. And that's the problem. They see people with low self-esteem, and they target them to recruit them to be something they're not. And that's the LGBTQ
group. Or they use and abuse
or
them.
Or the CRTs or anything else. Plus, of course, you got abusive parents.
That
stuff is tied together. If you want to, you need to bring back the basics of values, morals, respect of others. Now, maybe we need to rebuild the family entity, a mother, the father, brother, sister, so forth, and go in that direction.
The judicial system do their job.
Right. You know, something's wrong when you go into Rikers Island to do a seminar in front of a bunch of inmates and ask them, how many of you come from single-parent household? And every one of them raised their hands. And we did that back in the late 80s, early 90s when I was part of
this. This is serious, folks. We want to help, okay?
But anyway,
I want to... It's not just exposing. We want people to open their minds and to be part of the way to help.
Anyway, we're running out of time. I want to thank you for being the co-host. I want, again, prayers to the families that lost loved ones yesterday.
We'll be around.
And we need to do things better. Sunday we got Bob White coming on. He's running for agriculture commissioner. He is going to be the one that's replacing Nikki Freed. Yeah, in Florida. And Nikki Freed's gone, and she's done. And
she's going to go be with her fiance.
Drug
dealer.
Which we're against anyway. But anyway, we're going to go come back
this
on that
is Scarlett,
the next one.
Telling everybody I'm going to be back on Sunday. Looking forward to having a great conversation with Bob. Friends a long time. Very excited about that he threw his hat in the race. And God bless America. And everybody have a great evening. And everybody take care. Bye, everyone.
And don't forget, Sunday, 7 o'clock. And next Wednesday, 8 o'clock, as we go syndicated as well as prime time. God bless you all and have a great week, and we'll see you on Sunday.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I glad today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining see, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in it.